16 Chiles Zeis Matze, so we need to do that Matze, so we see us have a place in Israel, not other places. The Shara Chilos, the rest of the Matze, which see also, in Heise, Areze Meshubo. If you leaned by the rest of the meal, Areze Meshubo, that's praiseworthy. The Imlav, if you didn't lean by the rest of the meal, Ein Etzorech, it doesn't matter. But it's only Hareza Meshubach. The Ramah says even a little bit more, that the same notion of the Rambam, he adds a bit more. The Ramah says, Lachatchela Yesev B'chol HaSuda. Lachatchela, a man should lean by the whole Suda of Seder night. Where did the Rambam and the Ramah get it from, that there is a mitzvah of Haseva by the rest of the Achila as well? Where do they get it from? From the Gemara, who says, which we quoted before, the Gemara says, Hashamash she'ochal kezayis be'haseva yotzo. Mashma, if he ate a kezayis be'haseva yotzo, he is yotze. B'dievet. Yotzo is a loshon of b'dievet. Is mashma lechatchela, you should do more than that. What should you do lechatchela? Lechatchela, you should lean by the whole suda. So, you see from the Rambam learns that when we do the mitzvah of leaning, when we do leaning, it's not just takonas chachomim, chachomim wanted you to lean. It's a form, a cue of the mitzvah deraisa of the zacharto ki ebet ha'yisov for Eretz Mitzrayim. The Torah says, in general, there's a mitzvah, the zacharto, you should remember and demonstrate with action that you were Eved in Mitzrayim. Torah doesn't say how should you do it, how do you, the Loshon says, as if you yourself were a slave and you went up in Mitzrayim. Torah doesn't say how to do it. Came along the Chomim said, how do you show, demonstrate you were an Eved in Mitzrayim? Do Haseva, lean, and when you lean, you're mekayim the mitzvah deraisa of the zacharto. And the same chachomim said, you should drink dalad koisis as well, which is derecheiros. And the Rambam actually taka learned something that if you don't dilute the dalad koisis, you're also not mekayim the mitzvah of the zacharto of derecheiros. Because derecheiros has to be comfortable, diluted. You drink it wild, undiluted. That's not called the mitzvah of chayus. Different to Rashbam. Rashbam learns it's just not mekayim mitzvah min amubchar of dalat chayus. So it's a similar. One could actually compare this a little bit. Just the idea is the same thing. That there's a mitzvah of kiddush min haTorah. Zochas yom Shabbos lekadshoi. Torah says remember Shabbos. How do we remember Shabbos? Chomim said, take a kaishal yayin and say the brocha shekidishon be mitzvaysov, have a mokim suda, gansanusach. And when we do this kiddush of yayin with a kois and mokim suda, everything, we're kind the mitzvah deraisa of zochas yom Shabbos lekadshoi. The same idea as the Rambam is saying, there's a mitzvah in the Torah of a zacharto ke eved ha'yisov be'eretz Mitzrayim. It's a mitzvah to remember and do an action that you were you became free, you were eved and Rabbeinu Shem redeemed you. How do you do it? Torah leaves it open. Chomim say, you lean, you have dalat koisus, that's how you're mekai in the mitzvah of a zacharto ke eved ha'yisov be'eretz Mitzrayim. The Briskarov in his Sefer, Brizaliv al Rambam says, it's a machlekes tesis and rosh. How to explain the Gemara? The Gemara says shamish she'ochal kezayis matzah behaseve yotzo mesiv en loy mesiv loy. If he's not mesiv, don't lean. You are not yotzo. What are you not yotzo? According to tesis and rosh, explains the briskarov. The pshat is I'm not yotzo mitzvahs matzah. The chachamim came along and said, I'm going to put an extra tanai in the mitzvah of matzah. Besides, you have to eat the actual matzah, but Chomim wants you to, while you eat this matzah, you must lean. And if you don't lean, you're not mekayim the mitzvah of matzah. Therefore, says Prescott, if you didn't, you forgot to lean. So you won't recount the mitzvah of matzah, midrabbonon, yeah? So the rabbonon say, take another kazayis of matzah and lean to make sure you recount the mitzvah of matzah midrabbonon. Yeah. But according to the Rambam, says the Briskarov, the Chachomim never made a condition in the mitzvah of matzah. It's a separate mitzvah of showing the zachar toke eved ha'yisub b'mitzroyim. And if you didn't do that mitzvah, and the Chachomim said, when should you show that you went out of Mitzrayim? B'shas tachilas matzah and the dalet goyses. So if you didn't lean by the matzah, says the Gemara of Shammai, you're not yoytzer. Says the Brisker, what does it mean according to the Rambam, you're not yoytzer? I haven't been mekayim the mitzvah of the zacharta, like the Chachomim wanted to be mekayim. And the Brisker goes far to say, and it's too late, you can't do anything else. There's nothing to do. What should you do? Eat matzah again? Yeah. I've been yoytzer matzah already. Matzah yoytzer. So what, just to be mekayim their seva? So the Chachomim said, only do a seva by matzah. Matzah's too late. I've already been yoytzer matzah, so I've missed the boat. The Chachomim said, according to that, that it should be mekayim, that the mitzvah of the zacharto should take place at the time when you're eating the mitzvah of matzah. I've already had the mitzvah of matzah. I ate matzah.
Every kazayis is not a mitzvah, a choyra.
Yeah, but that's Efshar mitzvah kiyumis. But according to Briskov says, that's the Chachomim wanted you to be Mekayim, their seimah, by the mitzvah kiyumis. And that first, so that's where the Torah wants, is requires you to eat matzah. Once you've been yoitzah, the mitzvah matzah, we'll come to it soon, what's his own. But that's how the Briskov takes on that. Lo yotzah means I'm not yoitzah, the mitzvah of Heseva, the Zacharta. Eat again, I can't eat again. Memela, so la locha comes out a bit of a problem because we paskin like the Rambam. So that's how, according to that, according to the Rosh, there's no Indian to lean by the rest of the Suda. It's only, so that's, in a nutshell, to sum up, according to Briskov, the Machlekes, Rambam and Rosh, according to the Rosh and Tosas, it's a din in the matzah. Chomin came along and said, matzah and dalet kosos have to be eaten better seva. If you didn't do it, eat matzah again, drink again, unless there's a problem, unless you have to cater for the problem that moisif ala kosos. And by the rest of the meal, there's no need to lean according to tosos and the Rosh. It's a din in matzah. Matzah means lean. Dalet kosos means beside dalet kosos, lean. The rest of the suda, there's no need at all to lean. Well, according to the Rambam, the mitzvah of leaning is a general mitzvah in showing cheres. So when should you lean? Bets and the hold suda. L'chatchila, you should do it, but at least for the eved, you should do it by the matzah and the dalakosis. And if you don't lean by the matzah and the dalakosis, you're not mekayim the mitzvah of the zacharta or the mitzvah of cheres. L'halocha, we paskin l'chatchila, the Ramos said you should lean by the whole meal. And we also paskin, if you didn't eat matzah, beheseva, you have to eat again. According to the Briskarov, this is a contradiction. Either you paskin that it's a din in the matzah, then you have to eat again, but then you don't have to lean by the rest of the suda. And if you do have to lean by the rest of the suda, it shows you it's a general mitzah of the zacharto ke'ev and the yisub of Mitzrayim. So then it's not shy to eat again, according to the Briskarov. So the emes is, it's like looking at the Rambam himself, when the Rambam says, if you should lechatchila, you should lean by the rest of the meal. And what does the Rambam say? If you, the imlav, says the Rambam, in Perek Zion, interesting loshen the Rambam says. Zion Ches, sorry. Sharach Elosoi. When should you lean? When you eat the matzah, that goes, Sharach Elosoi, Sharach Elosoi, Shiosoi, Im Heisev, Hareze Meshubach. If you leaned, it's praiseworthy. The imlav, and if you didn't lean, ain't it sorry. I don't have to. What do I not have to? What does it mean? Why the Rambam should just say, what do you have to say? And if you didn't do it, you're not praiseworthy? What does it mean, v'imlav ein etzorech? Mashmah of the Rambam, that you don't have to eat again. But the rest of the matzah, if you didn't lean, you do have to eat again. So you see from the Rambam that even the Rambam who learns that the leaning is a kiyum in the zacharto ke'eved ha'yisub b'mitzrayim, if you didn't lean by the first kazayis matzah, you should take a second kazayis of matzah and lean there. Even though it's taka, the not leaning is not a chisorin in the midst of matzah, But Lachoyer wants you to be Mekayim, the mitzvah of leaning, when you eat matzah. And if you didn't lean by the first kazayis of matzah, you should still lean by the second kazayis of matzah. But perhaps like Rom, you added that it could be every kazayis matzah is a key mitzvah, and it could be even more than that. Whatever you eat goes into that one, is considered one big mitzvah of matzah as well. You're extending the mitzvah of matzah, making the original mitzvah a larger mitzvah. But even without that, that seems to be the Rambam seems to learn that if you didn't, that the zemcharta has to be by the achila, by the ikar achila. The Loshon of the Motcha says that the ikar achila of why the Gemara is so posh that by matzah, if you didn't lean, you have to lean again, because he says the ikar achila is the matzah. So if you didn't lean by the first matzah, so you still have to lean by the second kazayis of matzah. And Rav Tzvi Pesach Frank in his Sefer Mikrei Kodesh says he also takes on like that. He says that even if you didn't, even according to the Rambam, you have your mekayim, the mitzvah of matzah, without leaning, you still have to have the kiyum of leaning by the second matzah. So, and the Motcha also says, yeah, the Motcha, this is the Losh of the Motcha, we just mentioned, le'inyin matzah lekechilik, bein bitchila kishimaborech al achilas matzah, bein besoyv kishoech al afikoymen, sorich haseva, you need haseva, why should the ike suda have a mina matzah? Ike suda is mina matzah, and he says the ike chayus is from the matzah, like it says, v'yeitzu sapotze kashitzimim mitzrayim ugo is matzahs. So it comes out like this. So we're saying, yes, there is a Machlikas Rambam and Rosh. But even according to the Rambam, if you forgot to lean, you should eat again, not to be Mekayim the mitzvah of matzah, to be Mekayim the mitzvah of Haseva. The Rosh and the Motcha, they have a sophic. Well, they are never sophic. If you forgot to lean by the Dalet Kaisis, yeah, should you drink again? The sophic is, I'm not meant to have more than four kaisers. And if I have a drink again, I've got five. Or, says the Rosh, it could be, if I didn't lean, then this kais is not considered a kais at all. It's not one of the number. So the new one is the number one. So that is good for the sophic in the Rosh. The Rosh is sophic. What actually is the mitzvah of Haseva? Is it a din in matzah, like we say? Is it din in the matzah and the dalat kaisers? I haven't been yotzer the dalat kaisers. Then it's not problem being moisef ala kaisers. Or no, like the Rambam was saying, matzah you're mekayim, dalat kaisers you're mekayim, but you're not mekayim the mitzvah of the zachar to get the isur of Mitzrayim. So matzah is no problem to eat again, but kais could be a problem. You're moisef ala kaisers. Okay, that's the Lomdus Abyssal. Let's go a little bit into Halacha Lamaisa. What is called Haseva? Leaning. The Gemara says, Prakton Loishma Haseva. Prakton has got two meanings to it. It both means if you lean on your back, it's not called leaning, and it also means on the front, it's not called leaning. Two meanings in Prakton, two different Rishonim, and the Rambam and the Shulchan Aruch brings both. So just leaning back is not called leaning on the right, state the Gemara is also ainz haseiver. Why? Because if you lean on your right, you're disabling your right hand, which you normally eat with. And the Gemara adds another reason: v'loy oid el Hashem yaktim kono leveshet. If you lean on the right hand side, then chas v'shalom is a danger because the food reaches first the windpipe, which is on the left, passes over left, and chas v'shalom when we lean then. The natural instinct is that it opens the cover of the windpipe, and chas v'shalom, a man can choke.
The way we lean is not the way they used to lean.
Come to it in a minute. We'll come to it in a second. We've got two reasons why leaning on the right is no good, either because of sakana, or because it disables his right hand. The nafka mina is a left-handed person. So if he's going to lean on his left side, like we do, he's going to have difficulty in eating with the food. Yeah. But on the other hand, there's a problem by him of Shema Yaktim Kona Leveshet if he leans. If he leans, yeah. If he leans on the, if he leans on his left hand, so the go. So the Pasuk says, "Chamira sakanta miisura." Sakanta is more important than isa. Therefore, even a left-handed person should make sure he leans on his left hand side. That it shouldn't be, the food shouldn't go anywhere near the corner, and he should eat. He has to train himself to eat with his right hand. What is the ideal way of doing a seder? It's not such an easy mitzvah to do. Some Gedolim had a minute, great people, they actually leaned on a couch. The stipler, Rabbi Yashi, used to have a couch by the Seder, and then they can be Mekayim, actually, the proper mitzvah leaning on the left side. Not everybody, yeah, it's not everybody has the ability to do that. So, Lamaisa, we have to lean on the left side, or they lean on the towards the left. So if you have a chair which has armrests, then you put a cushion there by the armrest, and you lean the whole, you lean with your goof and your the goof and your head on the left side, and you put a cushion there, and the brought down brings the Dusha brings down B'Shem Rav Nissim, that not only the cushion should be under his goof, but it should also be under his head. That's mashma in the Loshon on the Mishnah Berurah. The Mishnah Berurah says that he should put Vayosim Roishi Muta Letzatzmoil Ala Mita Lesafsel Vakorim Tachas Roishoi. The cushion should be not only on his goof, but also on his head as well. That's how you should do it. So if you have a chair with armrests, it's a bit easier. What happens if you just have a chair like this? Which has no, so it doesn't help if you just put a cushion and lean back. Then you have to turn the chair to the side,
to the left.
Turn the chair to the left, like that, and then lean to the left. So put a cushion and lean to the left, like that. So, yeah, that's how the Poskim say, that's how you should do leaning. The position should be, most Poskim say the feet should still be on the ground, not on the bed, not horizontal. Like the position of leaning should be be'erach like 45 degrees.
I thought they lay on a couch. Your feet are not on the ground.
If you look at Rashi by in Megillas Esther, Rashi says when the mitzvah is over kesef, Rashi says they used to sit be'hasever. It's mashma. It's still a sitting position. It's sitting be'hasever. Sitting be'hasever like that. That's how it seems to be most poskim. It's the feet on the ground and leaning towards the left.
It's very uncomfortable, myself, for us to see teeth like that, to drink like that. It's the most uncomfortable.
And
what's the failure
though? Well, come to that. What I just wanted to say, and you have to still have the table in front of you. And that's the Loshen. Part of the Loshen comes from Rashi and Rashbam, that the Yosim al Hashulch, all of this, should still be Eitzel HaShulchan. If you're not by the table, you don't have properly the mitzvah of Hasever. You've got to have, so you've got to prop yourself up, should be high, that you still should be sitting by the table. If you use sometimes an armchair and a couch, you won't be, you're not really in the level of the table, so you have to high yourself up, prop yourself up, that you should be on the table. So the Gemara says that a woman, that we said before, an Isha doesn't need her seva. Tupshotim, Rashbam says, because she's kafufa lebala. A married woman is mushabetz to her husband, so it's not the derech of her tilin. The other pshatim in Rashbam, Shem the Shiltas, is it's not the derech of women tilin bechlal. The nafgamim between these tupshotim is an unmarried woman. According to Rashbam, it's only a married woman is petura. According to the other pshat, all women are petura. The woman, then the Gemara says, "Im isha chashuva, she does need a seva." So according to the first pshat, chashuva means she's not submitting to her husband. According to the second pshat, it means a royal woman who's got servants and she's not used to doing serving. The derech is to leave. So now the interesting thing is the matre comes along and says, all our women are considered chashuvos. So lechayre, it's difficult to say all our women are royal and they lean. And what the, all our women are, you know, like princesses, and they have servants, and they just recline. Schwer das zu sehen. So the easier to understand is all our women, perhaps the derech of women to a husband are not so fearful like it was Bisman Chazal. More Chazal, the women were more submitted to the husband. Bisman Hazeh, they're not be'ema ve'yira. They don't have this fear of their husband. But so be'etzem mitzad that it's going with the she'iltas, with the first Pratt and Rashbam, so they should have to lean. But the Rabbah says, in the end, they don't lean, because they're soymich on the Rav Yoh, with the Rav Yoh holds, nowadays the derech is for nobody to lean. The Rav Yoh comes along and says that there's no mitzvah of leaning nowadays. We don't rely on the Rav Yoh, but the women have taken on themselves the call of relying on the Rav. What happens, why do the women rely on the Rav Yoh more than us? So that states in... that says like this, because women, the Gemara says they don't have to leave, only chashuvos. On that we see, so it depends on their derech. So that we can say already, it depends on the derech. And nowadays it's not the derech to leave, the petura is from her seder. Whereas by men, Chazal didn't make any chilukim. They said men always have to leave. So if there's no bismanenu, there's no mokov to lahokel, not to leave.
What's the reason of the rabbi?
Rav Rishonim argue on the Rav Yoh, and Rav Rishonim hold that bizman hazeh there is a chiyuv to leave. So if anything, we should ask, what's the pshat in the Rishonim who argue on the Rav Yoh? The Rav Yoh holds that people don't, though it's not comfortable to leave, people don't leave nowadays. But all the other Rishonim argue on the Rav Yoh, and they hold there is a mitzvah to leave bizman hazeh. What's pshat in all the other Rishonim? So there's two ways of understanding it. I saw in the Sefer Vayagid Moshe ben Shem Chuvas Mashal, he says, even though ho'idna, unfortunately, people who are not so well, they do a seva. But he says, it doesn't matter, because we're maramas on the cheiris which used to be. So one way of understanding the Rav Yoh is, we have a chiv to show cheiris. Chazal made the cheiris which was bizman at the time of the Gemara. Hagam already in the time of the Rishonim, it could be the Rav Yoh said it wasn't the derech to leave. Or but Chazal or Machayv, we have to show cheiris how it was bizman Chazal. The second way of understanding it, which brings the Tshuva Sabach, says that even now, it's not the pshat, it's not a chashivus to leave. It's the pshat is, we don't bother to leave. As the Loshon of Rabbi David Feinstein says it, we don't take ourselves that liberty, that chashivus of leaning. Or be'etzem, the chashivus, the leaning, is considered derech cheiros, even bizman hazeh. One more thing, Rishalmi adds that the reason why with the chiv of a seva is because it's derech of avodim to eat standing. Avodim eat standing. We don't even give them opportunity to eat. And here, dafka, we have to eat mesurim to show we're not avodim. So according to that, says the Achrenim, even women who are paturis from leaning have to eat matzah sitting down. And they can't eat matzah standing up, because standing up is a complete stira to cheres. So yes, women do not have to have the chiv of hesever, because according to Rav Yoh, we rely like other women that since it's not the derech of people, of even royal people to lean, so they're not mechoyovos to lean. But to eat... No, after the b'chayv all mitzvahs of halayla. Afen hoya b'yisanes. That's Rav Shua Belevi. The chayv the arba koisis afen hoya b'yisanes. So if the mechoyv arba koisis, the mechoyv all with mitzvahs hesever as well. So according to the Rav Yoh, if they ate ba'amida, they're not yoitza, because that's a chilas avodim. That's a stira to their achiras bechlau. And that Mishabur brings later on in Tofah and Gimel, Shem HaShloh, that the Haggadah should not be derech haseva. It's only the eating, we don't do the mice and the rest of the suda halavai, we should be able to do the haseva properly by the matzah and the afikoman and the kerech by the abakosis. But the Haggadah should definitely not be the haseva, that should be derech eimah v'yira.